This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about our guest today, a former music executive who launched his own Nashville-based ticketing company, Project Admission. Steven, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Derek. Thanks for having me.
Take us into your new business and give us just the highlights of how that started, what the goal is for it, and then so our listeners can understand more about what you're doing.
Yeah. So, you know, whereas my last business in ticketing was fairly combative, you know, we were locking arms with the biggest artists in the world and pushing really hard against the promoter and ticketing structures in those 70 different countries we were selling in. This is not that. I think, again, going to the perspective gained by dealing with the entire supply chain as we did in the last one, it gave me a good lens onto the different perspectives from like the venue to the ticketing company to the web company to the mobile app to the artist, the promoter to the team. And, you know, gave a pretty, again, interesting perspective, which allowed us to kind of find a fit that we are aiming at kind of Switzerland, right? Like, we are not trying to unseat the current infrastructure within ticketing, but rather kind of add a layer and help connect the dots between the disparate pieces within ticketing. And so, you know, the team is, you know, I've got two co-founders, and both have different backgrounds. One, Jordan Stone, came from, you know, early on as one of the first kind of employees with Taylor Swift, and then had a startup in SF and moved back to Nashville. And the other is this guy, Tom Giles, who had a company called StageBlock, where if at Songkick and CrowdSurge, we were working with all these artists to sell tickets, Tom was doing everything else for them at StageBlock. So he was like the entire online presence for Metallica. So okay. The website, the e-commerce, the fan club, the email marketing, and the whole business was built to kind of organize and contextualize actionable data. He ended up going through an acquisition and then exiting. And so our team is split between kind of ex StageBlock developers who have built products at scale and ex CrowdSurge and Songkick ticketing executives. So like our head of business development is this guy, Josh Barron, who wrote the book Ticketmasters, which is kind of like this definitive like history of ticketing.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very, very experienced team. And so we basically have built an ecosystem that integrates into any ticketing platform and helps simplify the transfer and exchange of tickets is one aspect. And we built a number of different tools to help do that, from transferability to direct sales to resale. And then the other piece is helping kind of sell more tickets through distributed commerce. So we have the ability of leveraging brands and influencers to help drive more sales. So when we work with a sports team, you know, we have the ability of the way I think that, and the thing that's really connecting and resonating is that in ticketing, it's a very complicated industry. It's not like selling a t-shirt. It's very political. There's a lot of complicated aspects, and we can go on for hours talking about ticketing. But what is happening in ticketing is there's, and particularly in sports, they've gotten very good at the when and how much in selling inventory. And we are basically creating a better where. So right now the where is typically a ticketing brand. And we have the ability to kind of lock in with a brand sponsor or a local organization or a fan or an influencer and help create a better narrative for kind of context switching how you can manage your inventory for any kind of given season.
Who's your customer?
So we do integrations with ticketing platforms. And that's, we get integrated access to tickets. We're not trying to build a business where we're disconnected. We are integrating into the infrastructure. And then our clients would be the rights holders. So the sports team or an artist or whoever kind of those tickets, who controls that inventory. And then they use our tools to help move their tickets around.
Derek Champagne here. If you're a small business owner or a marketing director and you need help working through upper limit challenges or having someone hold you accountable to your growth goals, I want to invite you to check out DerekChampagneMastermind.com.